Welcome back to Through the Word. Pastor Jonathan here, ready to guide you through 1 Peter chapter 2. We live in pretty factious times, times filled with fighting and rivalries. In America, we have the great divide between the Republicans and the Democrats, as well as the even bigger divisions between our favorite sport teams and their rivals. Go Dodgers! Peter's theme in this book is God's grace during suffering. We suffer for a number of reasons. Tribulations, sicknesses, natural disasters, sin, and perhaps most unfortunately, division and disunity in the body of Christ. Even in the church, we find ways to fight. It's not a fun thing to discuss, but it is a reality. I've seen fights among Christians over bizarre things. I know of one church split that happened over whether the cup or the bread should be taken first in communion. That may seem ridiculous, and it is, but sadly, it's true. But here in chapter 2, Peter is going to give us some of the reasons why we should fight. Not against each other, but for unity between Christians. First, we are nourished with the same food. Verse 1. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Crave pure spiritual milk. Spiritual milk refers to the things which nourish us in our growth. The preaching and teaching of the Word of God, prayer, obedience, these are the things that will help us grow in our faith. When we as Christians and the churches we attend continually yearn for this spiritual milk, we won't be involved in the malice, deceit, and envy that creates toxic disputes with other believers. We will have differences, and that's okay, but we will not allow these differences to divide us, so crave that spiritual milk. And hey, it's lactose-free. Not only are we fed the same food, but we're also stones in the same building. Verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Did you know that the first use of the word church in the Bible is when Jesus compares it to a building? In Matthew 16, Jesus says he will build his church, not grow it, not train it or conquer it. When we come to Christ, we are all being built up into a spiritual house. We are all living stones being united in one building. This isn't a Calvary Chapel building, a Baptist building, or an Anglican building. In fact, it has nothing to do with our church buildings at all. The church is actually not a location at all. The church is the union of all believers, from every denomination and throughout all ages, into one unified structure, one unified place of worship. When we fight with each other, we're like two stones fighting each other for position in a wall. It's ridiculous to think about stones fighting, but just sad to think about it when we're discussing Christians fighting. And not only are we the place of worship, but we are also the priests in that place of worship. Verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Peter says that we are a royal priesthood. In the Old Testament, people had a priesthood, a single tribe that represented the people before God. The priests in the line of Aaron were the only ones who could enter the tabernacle. But now we are the priesthood. Each of us can stand before the Lord and offer worship. Just as the Levites worked together to serve the Lord under the leadership of the high priest, so we are called to work together with Jesus as our high priest. The fact that we are each a priest who can approach God does not mean we should be Lone Ranger Christians. All of these pictures here, a people, a priesthood, a nation, are all groups. We can approach God as individuals, but we need to be sure it is not at the expense of another believer. Finally, Peter reveals that we are all aliens in the same foreign world. Verse 11, dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. We are living in enemy territory, and the enemy is constantly watching us, searching out our weaknesses. As citizens of heaven living in this world, we need to be sure we present a united front, showing the world what the love of Christ looks like. Jesus said in John 13, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." When we fight with each other, the world doesn't see the love of Christ. In fact, it sees us as no different than the rest of the world. Now, I have often heard from well-meaning Christians that if we would just get back to doing church as they did it in the first century, we would solve a lot of our problems. But even a quick reading of this letter and others in the New Testament reveals churches in the first century had some major issues. Envy, jealousy, rebellion, strife, sexual immorality. Peter wrote this letter to deal with these issues, the very issues that we have in our churches today. Churches are just groups of sinners who have experienced the grace of God and are committed to walk in obedience. We don't always do that well, and unfortunately, major issues in our churches continue to make the evening news. Of course, there are struggles. We are, after all, nothing but a group of redeemed sinners. But we have so many reasons to fight for unity. After all, we are all in this together.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.